I want to deal with some things that will stop the supernatural. We have to find out what is holding the miracles back, the signs and the wonders back out of the body of Christ, because the body of Christ has the potentials to do greater and better things. And so I'm going to deliver to you four horsemen of destruction to the supernatural. Four horsemen of destruction. See, in Revelation you had the different horses, but these are four horses of destruction that will hinder or stop the supernatural. I'm just going to give them to you. I was riding and God gave me another one. I said, oh my. And so the first one is showmanship. Showmanship. You have so much showmanship in the church that the spirit can't move. Performances. As a matter of fact, one time, it's a well-known preacher and a well-known singer, and she was telling me about her appointment. She said, she started calling and said, my show. I said, did I hear right? She said, I got four more shows to do next month. I said, my God. So showmanship has been a problem in the church where we have these special ministers who make us feel good. But it does not bring enough insight from the Holy Ghost to be productive in your home. And so the supernatural, a shutdown on the supernatural is when the Holy Spirit see a person out in showmanship, the Holy Spirit sets down. And he says, I can't function here. And he let them go through the motion, you see what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. Right? Showmanship. It's just too much emphasis is being placed on the preacher's ability. And not enough humbleness to seek what God is saying. God wants to speak, you see. We have to let him speak. Ministers have to let him speak. And one way a minister can let the Lord speak and not be in his showmanship is to recognize his insufficiencies and his dependency and his reliance on God. You see today, the glory will come in here today. When you get out the way, the Holy Ghost will rush in. The Holy Ghost and fire come in when you get out the way. The second thing is a destruction to the supernatural is substitution. Substitution. We have got too many substitution in the body of Christ. I see you, Jose. I'm glad to have you, man. So many substitution in the body of Christ that the real Christ, the real Holy Spirit, the real functioning of the Holy Spirit, the reality of spirituality, it has been hindered and hampered by substitutionary method that have been brought into church. It's not enough of seeking God's face. Seeking God's hand, expecting God to move, not a man to move, expecting God to move. And so this substitution have been destructive of seeing a real move of God. Everybody say a real move of God. Yeah. How many of y'all ready for a real move of God? Yeah, you see? And it has to be God moving. It can't be a man or organization moving. A real move of God is when people open up and yield and let God move, and they know they have been touched. It's nothing like knowing you have been touched by the hand of Almighty God. There's no substitution. I've been touched by God many times. There's no substitution. I've seen the motions. I've seen the showmanship. I've seen the substitution, but I also have experienced the real thing. And so we cannot make, I guess along with the substitution, you have to recognize that there's an amount of excuses made. God does not need no excuses made for his possibility. He can do it. You understand that? So we don't have to adjust the books for God. We just use the book. We don't have to try to say something nice about it and color code it. No. God is raw supernatural. He can do exactly what that book says he can do. And he will do it today if we let him do it. All right? So that's two things. Now, the other two get a little more camouflage. But the church have been in so much, the third horseman of destruction of the supernatural is survival. Living in a survival mode.
Amen.
Too many Christian, y'all, let me talk to y'all now, too many Christian, they're going to church, they're singing Zion song, they're reading the scriptures, but they're living in the survival mode. That don't even add up with all things is possible. All things are possible. So if we don't operate in the supernatural, we're going to live in survival. And you know, you ask the question, how you doing? Well, I'm getting by. No, we don't. God don't want nobody getting by. We have survival. The survival mode make excuses also. I'm doing pretty good. Ain't nobody want to do no pretty good. Nobody want to talk to you. Pretty good. Who want to do any pretty good? And all these promises and all these principles and all these insight God have left us to live beyond this world system. Ain't nobody want to be on no survival. Hanging on from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Don't know how you're going to make it. Got to pray all day to make it for tomorrow. Jesus said, my yoke is easy. The last one is even increasingly, and I'm going to deal with it today more, increasingly worse than the first three. Satisfied. Satisfaction. You satisfied. Satisfied with the status quo. Satisfied reading the Bible but never living it. Satisfied with hearing God's voice but never obeying it. Satisfied by seeing Daniel miracles and the Hebrews boy miracle and preach about them and shout about them but never have them at your house. That's not God the same today, yesterday, and forever. And so what it is, there's a word I want to give you before I read in the scripture. There's a word I want to give you to help you here to know how you were birthed into the family of God. Your birth in the family of God was supernatural. And God has created in every one of us to have an appetite for the supernatural. I'm going to ask you to develop with the scriptures and with these teaching I give you, develop your appetite. You know what an appetite is, right? For the supernatural. Develop an appetite. Don't be satisfied. Don't hang in there with survival. Expect God to do something about your situation. Expect God to move hell and earth to get done what you ask him to do. Are you listening to me? And if you develop that appetite for the supernatural, God will see to it that the supernatural be on your plate. Somebody talk to me in here. See, I'm trying to get away from this normal church, this normal, like Daniel acts, I mean, it was Gideon acts. Where be all those miracles we read on last Sunday? Where be all those miracles we're talking about? Well, somebody has to be hungry. Somebody has to be thirsty, spiritually wise, for God to send rain and for God to send divine food. Divine food. Among his people, that he can eat supernatural food and bring forth supernatural acts. The reason people can't bring forth supernatural acts, they haven't been eating supernatural. And so here we are. So every Christian has the ability to develop supernatural appetite. I love it. To do that, you just turn to Matthew 5 for a moment. I just got to follow the Holy Ghost. I don't know how many directions we're going today, but I'm going to begin to talk about, we're talking about fresh acts of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost brought me back, says, if there are going to be fresh acts of the Holy Ghost that is seen in the book of Acts, they're going to have to understand what Jesus said to them when he was talking about the works and the greater works. There are some things that has to be put in place, property. Number one, lack your faith. You got to believe. Number two, the Father got to be in the right position. You got to get self out of the way. The name of Jesus has to be properly spoken. The Holy Spirit has to be given his proper place for the supernatural to manifest. The Holy Spirit cannot be resisted. He cannot be grieved. He cannot be quenched by your own ideals. You have to flow with him. Oh, my, I feel a rumbling in the spirit world. And I think God's going to use this church in this region to usher back in the power, the glory, the presence. Oh, my, I can hardly take it. And the ability of God in manifestation and in demonstration, first of all, in your life. Your testimony will become so strong that people get saved beside the road when you're passing by. Now, I know God is ready to blanket this ministry. And he's ready to use you. Make yourself available. Make yourself available. Make yourself available. We're going to look at some things that are going to cause you to grow by leaps and bounds. See, Pastor, growing. I'm growing. I'm on a prowl. I'm seeking. I want to know. I want to touch that button that turned the power of God loose. I'm tired talking about it. We can live this. One of my sons told me his wife was dealing with something. I told him 3 weeks, I believe. 3 weeks. I just spoke about it. I said, in 3 weeks, look for results. That's what the Holy Ghost told me. Tell him, tell her in 3 weeks you'll have some results. It'll change the doctor's diagnosis. God can do it. We know that. Lift your hand if you believe that. I want you to write this down. I want to talk about something that I'm not going to sound too right. Until I uncover some things for you. You're not going to understand until I uncover some things. But the Lord started talking to me about a just do it anointing. Just do it anointing. See, when it's an anointing that when you get it straight and you understand what God is saying to you and what type of instrument God can make you become, you don't have to effort. You walk, you listening? You begin walking on streets of possibility. What I said? You just know it could be done. And you also know you the instrument he's going to do it by. You imagine if all of us believe that we can walk? Start walking, living our life and walking on the street every day. Walking on the street, get up in the morning, first step you make out the bed. You said, I'm walking on the streets of possibilities. That's what God said. That's his word, right? Here in Matthew, let's read a few scriptures to get us, because I have so much. My secretary was just typing. We type, she type, and she know I don't use you. Yet Matthew's fine? Because this is going to have to be in place. For this type of just do it anointing. In other words, nothing make you afraid. You know there's nothing God can't turn around. And you come to the point, what does not exist, what can't be manifested and demonstrated, me and God can create it. These are powerful words. You know, I never heard walking down the streets of possibility. Never heard that in my life. See, these are powerful words. You need to take a hold of them. Take a hold of it. May the Holy Ghost hit this place like never before. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 6 is a blessed verse. For the supernatural, you're going to have to go here.
Yes, sir.
See, the supernatural is, you listening?
Yes, sir.
The supernatural are spiritual realities. They are not on the surface. Going to have to be some digging. So he's talking about the deep things of God. And the Apostle Paul told us there's going to have to be some pressing. Pressing by survival. Pressing by substitution. Huh? Pressing by being satisfied with your five-day job and your weekend off. Acting like Monday is not a day. Monday is a day. The joy of the Lord is on Monday too. But you're going to have to be on the other side of the system. What I said? The supernatural will take you on the other side of the system. What the system can't do, you'll be living it. And giving it. But you can't give what you don't have. So Jesus said here, in many things he's saying that it's blessed in this point, but this one's going to serve us because there's a hunger and a thirst that have to be developed. Read this with me, the sixth verse. Read it as if he's talking to you. And I pray that the Lord will birth thirst, birth hunger in you and stop being satisfied by the world explanation. You cannot do exploit with explanation. Bible talk about doing exploit, but you can with explanation, it explains everything away. You need to run up against some things you know you can't handle. But yet you know they will be handled because you have a certain type of connection with him who can handle anything. Whatever you're dealing with right now, listen to me, whatever you're dealing with in your life right now, and you and it seem insurmountable, it seems like it got you tied in, that's God permitting something to take you out of the natural. Where you can rely on him and see him bring you through. Next case come up, you'll be wearing a just do it anointing. So whatever, God Almighty, whatever challenge that you up against this morning, it is a challenge to graduate you into the just do it anointing. We got to stop doing things by appointment and start doing them by the anointing. We got to stop planning and start pursuing. Once you taste the supernatural, you will not eat nothing else. They put a plate out there, no supernatural on you. I don't want it. Push it back. I have become Pisolaba. I have become a student of a supernatural diet. Only thing I'm eating is what God doing. If it ain't, that's what I want to use the word ain't. If it ain't in the word, I don't want it. I don't want no philosophy. I don't want no theology. I don't want no explanation of man. I want God's hand moving in this situation. And if God's hand move, I know I'm sure to win. I'm sure for victory. I'm sure for triumph. Anytime God's hand move, you always have triumph. Can he give him some praise? God wants some praise. Can we give him some praise? We're about to begin living in the realm of the supernatural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost bring up another word, Roy. He says, tell him another word. There's five horsemen of destruction now. Yeah, stealing. The enemy been stealing the supernatural from us. And he's been stealing, and he the one been giving us a substitute. You know, he said, confess, 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 confess. God, dog, I'm tired confessing. Just confessing. Something need to happen. If nothing not happening, I'm not confessing. The confession is coming in agreement with God. If I come in agreement with God, it got to happen. So maybe we can have substitute confession. Saying good, nice thing with no results. He said he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him, not them. Seek him. See, them, the things you want is them. See, the things you want, if you don't put him in right place, the thing you want become them. And while you're seeking them, you're not seeking him. So him can't bring them to pass because you're seeking the wrong thing first. I got proof on it. Hebrews 11:6. Say, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that come to God must believe that he is. And that he is a reward of them that didn't just seek him. So it could be the reason we're not seeing the supernatural is we're trying to get what we want too bad. So we talked to God a few minutes with no praise, no worship, no acknowledgement, and said, this is what I want. I mean, even you with a child, your child just always wants something, but never tell you you're a good dad or a good mom. They just, you know. We got to stop smoking God. You know what blowing smoke means? We got to stop this, man. Listen, God's ready, man. I'm ready, too. Anybody else here ready? Is that what he says? Anybody ready? How do you go? I'm ready, man. It's time. Now it's time, man. Look, time passes up. We need to move. Something bothering you. It's been bothering you for a long time. Because we need something to work with up in here. I need somebody with a problem up in here. So this word can cut it. I need somebody who need a miracle. Y'all who doing all right, I don't need to use y'all today. I need somebody who need God to move in a certain way to do something out of the ordinary. When God sees something out of the ordinary, when God sees something too hard for man to do, you know what God do? Then Jesus start clapping. Then the Holy Ghost start clapping. Then the Word start clapping. Then the kingdom of God start clapping. Then faith start clapping. There's something that man can't do. God said, let me exercise my muscles one time for you. Once you see how strong I am, you'll never worry about nothing else anymore. Once you just let me do one thing for you couldn't do for yourself. Everybody else said it couldn't be done. And then I do it for you, then you're going to be ready then. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Yeah, everybody said, just do it, anointing. Everybody here going to start wearing a just do it, anointing. You know, it comes up. You cut up our shot top. It comes up. Something come up, you know, and everybody all nervous. Everybody said, no, let's just do it. See, because you know you have divine backup. You know that what you can't do, God will do it for you. You know God loves you, and you love God. What a combination. When your love meet God love. God say, you love me? I love you too. Let's just do it. Who can stop it? What's too hard for him? Don't wonder about it. Don't worry about it. Don't fret about it. Don't fear about it, just do it. See, when you know you got the power. I mean, let me take you, I know it might hurt some of you, let me take you in a mundane situation with money. You go on a lot, you see a car, you like the car, you just do it. See, the money is the anointing. On that case, see, just put the money up, whatever the man said, call, just give it to him, sign the paper, and drive it. I remember one car I bought, they told me, said, well, we're going to clean it up and all that was in the showcase. They said, we're going to clean it up and all that. I said, no, you're going to open them doors. I got people who can clean it. I'm ready to ride right now. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I know it's going to hurt somebody's feeling, but see, the man with the money make the decision. In this world system, you can tell me what you want. You can talk to the hand. Man with the money. See, now, if I was buying that car on credit, they'll tell me, no, Mr. Thompson, we're going to keep it in here until we clean it. We want it to go out because we don't want our company to go out. No, I had that money. My wife gave me that check. I hold that check in front of that man. I said, listen, open the door. You see him? Bring the key. Same way with the supernatural. Same way with anything you're dealing with. You have the cash for it. You have the anointing. It must obey you. It must obey you. It must obey you. Everything, everybody, every situation, it must obey you. Can I? It must obey you. Christ in me, the hope of glory. You see my point? Are you seeing it? Huh? Hey, think about it. This whole church, we walk out here with a just do it anointing. Just not depending on myself. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, the thing that God has prepared for them that love him. Nobody said this but God. In Romans 8:28, God said, all things work together for good. For them who call, them who love me, them who call and love me, all things work together for good. That's the supernatural. See, if you don't get in the supernatural, the Bible, if you don't get instructed with the appetite and thirst for hunger and know how God works, the Bible is going to become abnormal to you. Matter of fact, you can go to the library and pick up any book. If the Bible is not supernatural, just put it down and go in the library and pick up any book and just start reading it. Jackie and Jill went up the hill. If it's not supernatural, you don't need to read the Bible. If you don't have supernatural intention, put the Bible down. God is the God of the supernatural. See, we got to get this showmanship out the way. Get these substitutes out the way, see? Because they're clogging up the line that the supernatural really can come through. They give us a substitute, we become satisfied, and we live on survival. Help me, Lord. See, everyone is supposed to be every day of our life walking down the streets of possibilities. It's possible because God with me. I'm God's child. I have the right to work in the realities of the supernatural. The supernatural must become more real to me than my hand. The supernatural must become more real to me than I know my name. The supernatural must be more real than my social security number. Another word the Lord brings to my attention here, sit down, that's going to help us, is settling for it. Just settling. Taking a settlement. Not getting what you want. See, sometimes lawyers have problem with people because they won't sell it right now. The man see you can get more for them, but they're so gung-ho to take what the other attorney offering The lawyer said, no, I got this case. I got this. I got two other law principles I'm going to use here. We're going to win this case. No, they won't sell it. They jump. And see, that's what happened to us. We're selling for something less than the supernatural. But our lawyer said, we can win the case. And the lawyer said, this is a unique situation. The lawyer can say, our lawyer said he can win the case. You know why he knows we're going to win? He the judge. He argued the case. He argued the case, then he run, get in his other suit, set up that set. And he pointed to himself and said, that man over there right. When you got the lawyer and the judge in your corner, how you going to lose that damn courthouse? How many here? Is Jesus your lawyer? You can't lose a case because he's the judge also. Now, I'm talking to your life situation. I'm talking to your problem right here. You need to be free. What's messing with you? You need to know you have a just do it anointing. I never dare dog dare you. If you trust God enough and say, man, that the apostle was talking about a just do anointing. He talking about just do it? Just do it according to the word and believe it. And leave it there. Leave it with him. Act like you're crazy. Praise him like it's already done. For it is. It is. It's done. It's done already. Once you say it with faith, done deal. Hungry for bread and thirsty for rain. See, you've got to have the rain, too. That's the Holy Ghost. The bread is the word of God. The rain is the Holy Ghost raining on the bread. Now, I don't know who this for, but the Spirit of God said, don't be afraid. I have your case. Don't be afraid. I have your case. That's what I heard just now. Don't be afraid. I have your case. Notice it. Notice he's not asking how bad your case. Because there's no case too bad for God. Sit down a minute. Let's read now. Let's get some rain going now. Come on, man. Before I read in John 7, let me give you a few hints here. If you're going to be in the place of supernatural realities and a just do it anointing, you're going to have to begin to pursue the presence of God. Take time out. Be still. And ask him to talk to you. Pursue the presence of God. Got it? You can do that in the backyard. You can do it anywhere. Just pursue his presence. So, Lord, as you're here, I need you to let me know you're here. I know you're here by faith, but stroke me a little bit. I like the old Baptist song, He Touched Me. You know, every now and then I need a touch. Secondly, we have to begin to discover the secrets of God, the mysteries, the secrets are for you to know. You up here so much, you up, huh? You operate on another wave when you begin to ask God to show me the mystery in this situation. and show me the secret of wiping it out. People who do the supernatural know how to walk in the mystery. People who do the supernatural knows how to walk in the secrets of God. People who walk in the supernatural have the situation sell it before it happened. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. You heard that? He had the situation sell it. So whatever coming up in my life is already selling. Why? Because I'm walking in a supernatural that can handle anything. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
How many of y'all believe in this? Don't be deceived. You are born to function in the supernatural. Don't settle for survival. Don't become satisfied. If that what's in your life is not pleasing to you, it's not pleasing to God. Oh, my. You know, sometimes when they're trying to sell a product, they give you a sample. They're trying to hook you, you know. Huh? Stop selling for samples. Stop knowing it's there. Just knowing it's there. You know, you just know it's there, but it never come to you. Now, most of y'all on the sound of my voice, I believe all y'all on the sound of my voice know God can do anything. Y'all know God big. Y'all know God strong. Y'all know God never fail. But still you're dealing with dilemmas that you can't get out of. So if God not failing, you failing to believe him. Right? What about reading out? What about reading about the Holy Ghost? John 7, 37. It's Kingdom of Matthew 5, 8. In that last day, that great day of the feast, it's enough for me. Jesus stood. That's enough for me right there. Everybody say, Jesus stood.
Jesus stood.
Every time you need him, he stand up. Anytime you see the supernatural function, you can say the word, Jesus stood. He just stood up. Whenever Jesus stand up, partner, something got to happen. And I believe he's going to stand up in here this morning. Jesus stood. Say it.
Jesus stood.
Boy, and then if you can get the combination of Jesus standing and speaking at the same time, if you can get him to stand up and say something, you about to head into the supernatural. I said, if you can get Jesus to stand up and then say something. You have, good God Almighty, you have the ability as a child of God to get Jesus to stand up. You have the ability to get Jesus to say something. It's all over there. When Jesus stand and Jesus speak and you believe and you act in willingness and obedience, here come things out of the ordinary. Here come the question, I don't know how she did that. The little shout is over. Little shout, little good feeling. Go home, tell them we had good church. And the same problem sitting in your lap when you sit down. That ain't supernatural. That's substitutionary. People get tired hurting. People get tired going through hell, say they're going to heaven. You heard that? People tired going through hell, say they're going to heaven. Why heaven can't come down here? And get this hell out of my house. Out of my life. You feel that? The angels are in here, they're flapping their wings. I say, oh, got a church ready to go into supernatural. They're in here, boy. They say, ooh, now we got some work to do. Good God Almighty. Now we got a people going to believe us like they should believe us. The showmanship is over. Huh? The survivorhood is over. I got somebody want to go beyond satisfaction. See, what is beyond satisfaction? I'm thrilled. I'm excited. I'm victorious. In every situation, and thrilled in such a way, still there. Man, I'm preaching this morning. Y'all there? Three. I'm over all my situations, but three, I'm still there. Why? They are temporary. Because I know a secret. When Jesus and I get through with them, they got to leave. They're just stubborn. They're just stubborn demons. Your demon don't know enough about the cross. They don't know they already whipped. They're going to stay there and make a little noise and tantalize me a little bit. But they got to leave. Talk to that situation you're dealing with right now. It got to leave, man. Yeah, because you done brought it in the presence of God. You're in this room. The presence of God is in this room. Every situation that tantalizes you, you got to leave. You brought it to church this morning, baby. You brought it in the presence of the living God. And once a problem get in the presence, is unfold and removed. There are some things in your life that only Jesus can unwrap. There are some tangles in your life that only Jesus and the spirit of reality can unwrap, untie, break loose, and set you free. Because you got to go preach the gospel. You ain't got time to be praying about your own personal ailments. You got to preach the gospel. You call, listen to me. You a child of God, you call to preach the gospel. You call to testify. You ain't got time to be tantalized with all these problems yourself. You got to be free to testify. God Almighty. You got to have a testimony. How many of y'all ready to swap your trial for a testimony? The trial, could God Almighty. The trials in your life are there to produce a testimony. Go tell them what good thing the Lord has done. He told that man, "Say, no, you ain't got time to go with me. Go tell them what good thing the Lord has done for you." You're wearing a just do it anointing. Say it. Tell somebody you're wearing a just do it anointing. Do you understand that? Do you understand? You understand it? That just do it anointing is mean that You got the word and you got the spirit both in reality. I'll show it to you how it works right now. I'm going to show it to you by two scriptures. Once you get this, you're on your way home. Matthew 4:4 and John 15:26. It's actually talking about the preceding word and the preceding spirit flowing together. The word constantly coming and the spirit constantly coming. You see, you're going to see in John 15:26, talk about the precede spirit. There's proceeding of the spirit. And in Matthew 4:4, you got the preceding word. In other words, the word marching and the Holy Ghost marching in your life all the time. Every step you make, the word proceed. Every step you make, the Holy Spirit proceed. You, the word, and the Holy Spirit become a trinity. Ooh, we got so much opportunity, man. It's such a privilege to be a child of God. Good God Almighty. I had a surge of a deeper dimension in God. Woo. If I just can get somebody to go with me. Good God Almighty. I had a surge of it. The preceding word and the preceding Holy Ghost. In other words, the word constantly coming. And the Holy Ghost constantly coming to bring me to a fresh, new dimension in Christ. What does that mean, Lord? He says this. Just a minute for you to know that you have a just do it anointing. He said a cross didn't fall. What that mean? That mean the cross didn't fail. What that mean? That mean the cross produced exactly what God sent it to produce with Christ on it. It's a done deal. It's over. But it has to be in the realm of the supernatural. Not church. Not I'm happy. But I believe God. Somebody got to believe God up in here. Somebody got to believe that Satan sent something to take you out, but God gonna use it to take you up. It is a promotion, I tell you. Whatever you're dealing with from the enemy, it is a design for God to promote you. You are pregnant with promotion. But you got to know it's in the realm of the supernatural. Every child of God under the sound of my voice this morning, you're pregnant with promotion. Your promotion comes every day to your house. Knock on the door. Ring the doorbell. Knock at the window. Let me in. I want to take you higher. Higher and higher. You're pregnant with promotion. You're pregnant for the next level. You're pregnant for the next level. You're pregnant for the next level. Let's leave this level. You don't have to die naturally to be blessed. You don't have to go in the grave to taste heaven. You can taste heaven now. One writer called the days of heaven on earth. You're going to operate in the supernatural. You're going to have to live under open heaven. You're going to have open eyes, open ears, open understanding, and under open heaven. Get down, sit down right there. Open eyes, ask the Lord to open your eyes. Open your ears, see you being in tune to another. Open my understanding, and Lord, place me under open heaven. Heaven is shut up with all this showmanship, all this performance, and all these substitutes, and all these clowns. Heaven cannot even move. Because men trying to take the credit. But if men would get out of the way and say, I'm not doing it really. As somebody with me and bigger than me and stronger than me. He does the work. Jesus didn't claim to do it himself. I got a text I want to read. Jesus said, I can't do this stuff. I'm in the Father and the Father in me. The words that I speak, they're not my words. Jesus said that. I'm not doing the work. He doing the work. I'm yielding to him. Good God Almighty. You know, I heard these words. You know, I talk in the spirit. You got to catch me. But I heard these words. Let me off this bus. I'm about to get on another bus. This bus ain't going. This bus is not going where I want to go. Let me off this bus. I'm going to get on another bus. This bus is not going where I want to go. I've been riding this bus for the last 25 years and never got to my destiny yet. I'm ready to change bus because this is not the right bus. It keeps stopping me in the wrong place. It keeps stopping almost there. It keeps stopping. Someday it's going to be better. The bus keeps stopping. I don't want this bus. I want the bus to take me to my destination. You got it right now. It's all over. Can you see that? Raise your hand if you want to change bus. And the Lord said we got to change bus. We've been on the wrong bus for the supernatural. That's a supernatural bus passing through. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. I'm even laughing. I'm either laughing with you or I'm laughing at you. You can just take your chair. Ha, ha, ha. What do you think my face is? I haven't been getting where I really want to go. I got anybody here? All of y'all that. You sit there and be so cute as you want. You write what I said. I haven't arrived where I want to go. Everybody, all on the internet, all the thousand watching, you, this fits you too. I don't care how many calls you got. You haven't arrived where you want to go. There's something in you still scratching. There's something in you still crying, saying, must be better than this. There must be more than this. I did everything. I sung the song, pulled a lever, did everything. There got to be more than this. Until your life is a life of fear and trembling, you haven't lived yet. Until you so reverence to God, you don't want to do nothing wrong, you haven't lived yet. Until you know, as long as you're in this world, the problems are going to come. Situations are going to come. Challenges are going to come. Things are going to come. Until you understand that, you're going to be defeated. You got to wear it no matter what comes. I'm wearing a Just Do It anointing. Every time we cry out to Jesus, say, he can do it. You know what he said? You can do it. Your life, good God Almighty, your life is hidden in my abilities. How many of y'all heard that? Your life is hidden in my abilities. Jesus. Jesus. What kind of life can I live hidden in Jesus' abilities? And that's what it is. When you say you was a Christian, your life, every situation, your life is one thing, and every life situation is hidden in his ability. I don't have to stop by your house. I'm already there. Limitations must bow on its knees this morning. Because we're in the presence of an unlimited God. All limitation in your life. Listen to me, children. Woo! All limitation in your life. I'm headed on the spot. All, if you're listening, you heard anything I said this morning. All limitation in your life must bow at the name of Jesus. And your life this morning take on an unlimited connotation. Things going to happen in your life you're not going to be able to explain. You're going to rejoice in public places. They're going to think you're going out of your mind. But you just couldn't hold it. You're trying to hold it. You're trying to get a hold of it like you got to go to the bathroom. You try to hold it sometime, you know. You go to the bathroom, you got to hold it till you get to the toilet. But the praise and the blessing and the worship, you're going to be trying to hold it. Try to hold it till I get by myself. Can't hold it no longer. Can't got to praise him now. Got to praise him right now. Tell somebody we got to praise him now. Tell them, don't hold it. Let it loose. If you believe what God has said to you this morning, how can you hold it? Let it loose. Give him praise. Tell him how good he is. Tell him you believe the prophet. You believe the word of God. Tell him, I believe it. You're talking to me. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, he's talking to me, talking to me, talking to me, talking to me. He's talking to me. Tell him, make him believe it. Say, he's talking to me. I got this. I got this. I got, tell somebody, I got this. Tell him, I got this. I got this. He's talking to me, talking to me, talking to me, talking to me, talking to me. He's talking to me, talking to me, talking to me. He's talking to me, he's talking to me, he's talking to me. He's talking to me. He may not be talking to you, but he's talking to me, talking to me. God is talking to me this morning. I got delivered this morning. I'm free. I'm delivered. What? I'm delivered. He's talking to me. I got a few bastards I want to put out of my life. That's what I said. I got a few bastards I want to put out of my life. They're bursting my life, but they're illegitimate. I got to get them out of my life. They got to go. See, a bastard is an illegitimate child. And it's the things come in our Christian lives that God didn't birth as a bastard. It came from another camp. You got hurt? Gotta get out of my life. Get out of my life. Make me cuss up in here. Get out of my life. Those of you who are looking at the clock is over, but I'm not over, so you can start looking at me. You can start looking at me. It's just 11 o'clock. You can start looking at me. You quit looking at the clock. The clock is not, the clock's over. I'm not over. See, in order to get your time just right, you got to get your little fruit stand ministry. Little fruit stand man. I've heard the Spirit say, little fruit stand ministry. Get your apple and your orange and you leave when you get ready. Then you come back and get your banana and run on out. And you know, I'm going to put this in and then I'm going to read the scripture. Then I'm going to try to come to a close. But Bishop Davis, he was a heavyset man, but now he's a little skinny man. I don't know if none of y'all know him, but you look up, Bishop David? Greg David. Look that up on the internet, because some of y'all got diabetes because y'all eating crazy. You can get healed. The Lord can't heal you. The doctor can give you some medicine trying to get you healed, but you ain't going to get healed until you stop eating all that crazy stuff. And skinny people got a tendency to believe they're healthy because they're skinny. No, you ain't healthy because you're skinny. No, because skinny people die too. Ooh, she's so healthy. Look how skinny she is. Y'all got a tendency to pick on fat people, you little skinny people. Y'all pick on people who got some weight. I'm trying to help somebody up in here. No, I'm serious. I want my members to look at it. If I don't think you looked at it, I'm going to play it up in here and lock all the doors. Doctor told him he had diabetes. He had to take medicine. His glucose level was 320. He told me he's going to ruin his kidney. We got doctors in here. It'll ruin your kidney and mess you all up. He said, get on this pill. So the doctor prayed, Lord, give David enough sense to take these pills. In Jesus' name, amen. David said he didn't say nothing. He knew the doctor loved him. The doctor's a Holy Ghost doctor. He knew he loved him. But he knew God had spoken to him that he had to change his lifestyle. Change his lifestyle, and he is diabetes free. Yeah, we go. God, I know you can do it. Hallelujah. And you got the pill bottle right over there. But hallelujah. I'm healed with Jesus Christ. I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to tell you right now, and I'll be doctoring, amen. Most of y'all got type 2 diabetes. It's your fault. I looked at the scale this morning. The scale is 211.4. I'll never see that again. 211.4. I will never see that number again. You watch it. Don't come tell me to my, you're getting too small. You need to eat something. Get out of my face. Y'all don't want to mess us up. Come on. I had this thing going one time. Lady said, you're going to blow away. You need to eat something. I got all my suit changed and everything. I was going right. And they, oh, look how skinny you are. And what we have done is put wrong looks in right places. Somebody, ooh, you look some healthy. She, you look, you look healthy, all right. Let's read the scripture and close. And we'll pick up. Ooh, you look something good, girl. Them pants fitting you, child. Yeah, I know. Them pork chops. And fitting your heart too good. I've had my challenges. But I got good sense. I got on a journey twice and two people turned me around both times. Some of them who turned me around dead. John 7, 37. Bishop Greg David. Look it up on the internet. Y'all look everything else up. Hear that testimony. Start doing something about it. Hallelujah. You know, they said Jesus had some hard saying. And so if you're going to be anything like it, you got to have some hard saying. None of y'all right now, you don't want heaven and you don't want the hearse. Neither one of y'all want it. You don't want the hearse and you don't want heaven. You don't want nothing to do with no hearse. You don't want nothing to do with heaven right now. You ain't ready to go. You want... raise your children and stuff. God, Jesus, know that. Don't be lying to me. Talking about, I'm ready to go right now. You ain't ready to go. You ain't going nowhere. You fight everywhere you live to stay on this side. I got my business thing. Yeah, I know your business thing, but you ain't ready to go nowhere. And if you're ready to go, stand up. I'm going to help you. You ready to go? Nobody stood up, did it? I won't sit down myself. Brian, hold on to his seat. I hope nobody don't come after me right now. Brian, don't want to get out of his seat. Be thirsty, my friend. Y'all like y'all know what I'm talking about. John 7, 37. I got to close, children. And my secretary tell you I got notes, revelation. I just can't get to all of it. One time I need to try to practice to get back to it. I go to study and next week and then to bring up five more pages. In that last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow, one translation says, streams, rivers of living water. And then he didn't want us to have no guessing about what he's talking about. Look at the 39th verse. But this speak he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given. Because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Now let me close. Let me read this morning text to you. I haven't got to the text yet. Let me read it to you while I'm closing. John 10. John chapter 10. Let's read this because this is where we're going. We're going to start in this church. We're going to start doing the works and the greater works. We've got to get to the works first. We've got to get to the works like obedient. Like willingly. Like showing up, like helping, cut your grass, got your grass all nice and pretty, the flower and all that, but won't do nothing here. Feed me till I want no more, I'll see you the next day. Thank God. John, what I told you, 10? No, John 14. 14 and 10. We're going to break this down. We need to break this down. I'm not going to break it down today. Don't get worried. But it'd take me another hour and a half to break it down. But I want you to be feeding on this, meditating on it. You can read the whole chapter, but in the 10th verse, he said, believest, Jesus speaking, you see. Then he asked him a question. He said, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? Watch what he says. The words that I speak unto you, wow, I speak not of myself. See, showmanship preaching make you believe they're all that. And now you go to depending on them. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Now I want you to notice something in that verse. I say I wasn't going to teach much from here, but I want you to notice, I'll say I'm going to read it. But I want you to notice that he has switched from words to work. The works cannot manifest without the word. Then he goes on a 10th verse, and he keep using this word, believe. I wonder why he keep using this word, believe. Say believe 3 times.
Believe.
Why he keep using this word? This is how we get included. Believest thou not that I'm in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak of you, this, I'm in verse 10 again. Speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the work. Believe me that I'm in the Father. He asks the same question. And the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Then he says, verse 12, we've been trying to mess around with this verse. You got to get a whole lot of things to mess with this verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, look at the word believe again. The works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Now this last statement in his verse, take it to another level. Because I go unto my Father. I go unto my Father mean I'm going to send somebody that I've been using. Or they've been using me. You thought it was me, but it was somebody else with me. I'm going to give you that same person. So you can do acts just like I did them. Matter of fact, church, you taking my place. I got to go back to heaven, but I'm going to send somebody. Same person helping me to do what I did. I'm going to send them, and y'all going to be a greater mass. Y'all going to do greater work because y'all going to be more than me. I'm by myself. Look at verse 13. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Verse 13. And whatsoever. What a word. What a word. Who can define that word? And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. This is not a prayer voice. This is a voice of demand. This is a commanding voice. Now he's given us his name. That's what I'm going to work on this week, giving us his name. Then he goes in verse 14. If you shall ask a demand, a command, anything in my name. That's what he said. Don't worry about it. I'll do it. Well, but suppose it's something too hard. Suppose it's something impossible. Guess what he said? That's what I lack. Possible things, I don't mess with them. I I love the impossible. It gives me the chance to exercise who I really am. I'm going to teach you about an I am anointing, too. We need to have an I am anointing. We need to wear an I am anointing. Just write that down. The pastor promised to teach us about the I am anointing. You get to walk in that, partner. You get to know enough that you in that I am all-inclusive heading that God spoke, that you in that, too. That you can begin to say, I am. I am healed. I am blessed. I am free. I am strong. I am wise. I am anointed. I am free. I am full of joy. Verse 15 and 16, I'm reading, and we're going to 17, we're going to stand up. It's three more verses. I'm going to tell you and get ready to give the invitation. We're praying and asking God. Verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandment. That's a very strong one. We're going to go back into 14th chapter and find this. Because manifestation, demonstration, and the presence of the Father is known by love. And I pray to the Father, and he should give you another comforter. I'm your comforter right now. But the one I'm going to send, I'm going to leave you. But the one I'm going to send, he's going to abide with you forever. And he called him even the spirit of reality. See, that truth means reality. See, the spirit world is a real world. We got to get in there, boy. The spirit world, ooh, Lord, I better close me. Ooh, Jesus, the spirit world is a real world. It's more realer than this world. You ever been there? You ever been there? That's why people who caught up, they don't want to come back. Paul was caught in the third heaven and said, I can't tell you what was going on. Too much was going on, too fast. He said, you know, I know a man, but it was talking about himself. Even the spirit of reality. How many of y'all want to start living in reality? You know, everything this world offers to you is false. It's not the real deal. It's not the real thing. Now, when you get the real thing, you put life in these false things. Oh, my. I wish I could preach up in here. Y'all with this hour mentality. I wish I could preach up in here. I just the anointing of God just riding my back now. You see, the when you get into reality, you change false things into reality. Whatever come around, you got to be real. Your car become real. Your house become real. Because they don't have control of you. You're a steward for the Almighty God. And you know nothing a man brought in this world and nothing he's going to carry out. You're just using this stuff. Crucify greed. You're not greedy anymore. Those of you who are not satisfied with me this morning, I ain't thinking about you. I don't care. I'm going to get a breakthrough for the people who won't break through. Final word today. The Lord is saying, here we go. Listen very carefully. And I'm going to pronounce this on you before I let my trail come. The Lord says, I'm opening new realms of possibilities for you. You receive that? Things that you couldn't reach, you're about to pass them by. Because they really, they're really not really what I want you to have. Everybody on the sound of my voice today goes to new realms of possibilities. Now, Father, apostolically, I release heaven to earth today. Every person on the sound of my voice, their life, their home, everything they do now will begin to reach new realms of possibility. Because everyone leave this building and on the internet around the world, foreign countries, going to walk in new streets of possibilities. In Jesus' mighty, majestic, glorious name. You know, as a little boy, we used to play, and every year they used to hide the Easter eggs and different things they hide, or hide and go seek, and hide and go seek, you say, hide! You see the person hiding behind something, and you almost got him, you know. Say, hide, hide! Well, the Spirit of God said, hide, hide up in here this morning. You almost got there. You're hot. Tell somebody that you're hot. Tell them you're closer than you think.
Today is a wonderful day to accept Jesus.